Mela, zarmi kulħatna t-tbitwa l-laqqa numru 19 tal-lum 23 ottubru ta' s-sena kurrenti ta' l-għol qabelċejn nibdew biex naprovaw il-minuti tal-żewġ seduti illi għaddew u l-għol għajtin fuq l-agenda hija intervent mill-ambasċatur akkreditat tal-Iżrael akkreditat tal-Malta Booker Zeev. Mr. Ambassador? Hello, Ambassador.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do you hear me?
Your Excellency.
First of all, thank you. We accepted the request for your intervention in this in our committee, which is the Foreign and European Affairs Committee. Even after last week, we had exchange of views with the Arab ambassador, Secretary to Malta. I would like you to take the floor and make your introduction. May I introduce my colleagues, first of all, Honorable Edward Zamit Lewis, Honorable Amanda Spiteri Grek, and Honorable Elgis Borsch. They will be joining us shortly, Honorable Beppe Fenekadami, and Honorable Mario De Marco. So please, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's an honor for me to be able to speak to you today. As you might know, since the beginning of my diplomatic career, I always attached high importance to the role of Parliament in formulating and influencing foreign policy. And during my various missions abroad, I always put high priority to engagement with Parliament. So it's a pleasure for me to be with you today. Unfortunately, as you know, I am non-resident ambassador, and also because of the war, there is a high limit on the possibility for traveling abroad. Also because of security reasons, our missions abroad are being a potential target to Hamas and their supportive terrorists. So a lot of precaution measures were taken. Anyway, I'm talking to you from my home in Israel. It's in a city named Modi'in, half the way between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. And fortunately, most of the apartments in our city do have a safe room. And unfortunately, we had to use the safe room already a few times since the war started, because it's not very well, I think, exposed to the media and to the world the extent of the barrage of rockets that landed in Israel, launching from south, by the way, also from the north. I think close to 8,000 rockets. And fortunately, we managed to develop in 2006 special missile defense system called Iron Shield. Although it's not a full protection, it gives us, plus warning that we are getting, a possibility to get to the safe room, but we lost already a few civilians and soldiers from those rockets. With your permission, as we discussed, I discussed with you, Mr. Chairman, I will make a short introduction and then we'll open for kind of the open discussion, so you can raise whatever you wish, and I can try to relate to it as much as I can. Since I know you already dealt with a war in our region, and you had already conclusions 2 weeks ago, approximately, if I'm not mistaken, I will not relate to it, but I appreciate the position that has been taken by the Commission, in the Maltese Commission of Foreign Affairs and European Affairs. And I think your statement was strong and was taken very positively by us. Malta is also a respected member of the Security Council, and I am in good contact with your high officials and the foreign minister concerning the membership, and especially during the time of war, to get their attention and to be as much as possible listening to our views, like they listen to the other side and express their position in honest and balanced position. We were quite happy that Malta has supported the Security Council resolution that was put by the United States. Unfortunately, it was vetoed by the Russian and the Chinese. We were less happy, we can relate to it later, by Malta supporting the Jordanian resolution on the UN General Assembly, in addition to seven other EU countries who supported it. But if I may relate to the war in the context, and then I can touch base on some of the major issues of concern of that I think the international community should pay attention to. Firstly, Israel was attacked in the most brutal, murderous way on the 7th of October. We were surprised. We were learning our lessons both from intelligence and operative military point of view. We lost more than 1,400 civilian soldiers, some of them children, old people, including survivors of the Holocaust, were butchered by these terrorists. They were buried alive. Some of them, some of the women were raped. And 240 were taken hostages, were kidnapped cruelly by the Hamas. Yesterday, we found, according to pathological exam, that one of the girls that were, we thought that she was abducted. She was shown, she's also has German citizenship. She was shown by the Hamas. Unfortunately, we learned that she is already dead based on, I would not like to get into details, and I saved you the horrible photos and videos that we have and we share with some of our counterparts. But I think that no country, not even Malta, where you base geopolitically, is not very, I would say, quiet neighborhood, could stay idle and not take the necessary measures to defend its citizens. Because I don't know if you are aware, 200,000 Israelis are refugees already in Israel, 120,000 in the south of Israel, which completely evacuated after most of the kibbutzim and development towns were almost destroyed completely by these Hamas terrorists. And they are not, in some media, they call them freedom fighters. They are not freedom fighters. I mean, it's even an insult to call them freedom fighters. So the IDF, our government, decided from the beginning of the war that if we want and what is tranquility and safety for our citizens in the south of Israel, we need to eradicate the Hamas military apparatus and also the Hamas political leadership, because facts of life, there is no real difference. The leadership is one and the target is one to destroy according to their ideological pamphlet, the state of Israel, and the citizens of Israel. I do think, and I think it does sometimes, it's missing in the international vocabulary or the way the international community is dealing with the conflict. First of all, it's not a conflict between us and the Palestinian Authority. We would like to live in peace with our Palestinian neighbors, but the murderous nature of the Hamas, I think, overshadowed any, you know, engagement that was had. Also, we had engagement with the population in Gaza before the war. And because Israel is not occupying Gaza, Israel evacuated unilaterally Gaza in 2006. And I know sometimes it's been said that you are the occupiers and you are the blockade, which I think is completely untrue. And the Hamas used the money and used the assistance we gave them. We gave the possibility for Qatar and others to do, and build their tunnels, build their bunkers, and practically put their citizens of Gaza as hostages to this terrorist organization. So they are taking both of our citizens hostages to their rockets and their attacks, and also their citizens. When you put your bunker, when you build your rockets, when you build your infrastructure in tunnels, under hospitals, under schools, I think you break all the laws of war. But in the general context, my major concern, and maybe it's my personal one, but I think I also reflect this concern of our decision makers, is the risk of escalation. And that not an escalation with one might say Israel is looking for escalation in the north, in the center, etc. We have very clear target now in this military operation in Gaza. Firstly, as I said, to eradicate the Hamas military apparatus and their political so-called leadership. And secondly, to bring to the release of the 240 abductees. Unfortunately, there is a country named Iran, which unfortunately is still a respected member of the international community, which is behind all of this malicious action against Israel. We don't have clear intelligence evidence that Iran was knowing exactly the date of the 7th of October, the attack by the Hamas, but no doubt we have all the information, and I think the international community has all the information, and the U.S. Member of Security Council has also information which has been shared in closed rooms in the Security Council, that Iran has supplied and trained and defend Hamas, but not only Hamas, also the Islamic Jihad in the way, in Gaza area, but mainly the Hezbollah in the north. The Hezbollah, for the first day of the war in Gaza Strip, decided to gradually escalate the war against us. We had to mobilize the IDF also to the north of Israel. When you visit the north part of Israel, I don't know if any of you was in Israel and visited the north of Israel previously, but the north of Israel is empty of civilians. We had to bring our IDF enforcement to there, and we already lost few soldiers and citizens in the north of Israel. On Friday, the leader of the Hezbollah, Nasrallah, is going to have a major speech, and luckily we have major ally named United States. United States president took very courageous decisions from the beginning of the war and took very unique steps, sending air carriers, battleship group, visited himself Israel with, I think, the unprecedented visit of United States president in middle of war in any country, and also supplied us with necessary military equipment. Also the support we got from the international community, Western one, especially European, is, I think, highly appreciated by us, the high-level leaders from the European Union and from countries in the European Union that visited Israel in expressing their solidarity, their support, along the lines that your parliament adopted the resolution 2 weeks ago. I want to emphasize that in these days, I can be called by alarm siren to the sheltered room, but unfortunately, in any place in Israel, there is no place in Israel which is, in a way, 100% safe today. Even the southern city of Israel, Eilat, has been targeted today, this morning, by rockets and missiles and drones. Came from Yemen, from the Houthis. The distance between us and Yemen is almost 2,000 kilometers. They decided, I mean, they don't take autonomous decision. The decision is being taken in Iran and Tehran. Also, the decision by the Hezbollah if to start second front with Israel will be taken in coordination with the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, which their leader, since the beginning of the war, is in Beirut talking to Nasrallah, the leader of the Hezbollah. We do expect, because we consider Malta as one of our most friendly countries in the European Union. We have great bilateral relations with Malta, and on many issues which are of mutual interest to us in cybersecurity, water desalination and energy, medical issues, etc. And we will be more than happy to continue after the war, because unfortunately the war forced like a timeout on all the routine activities. to continue this kind of cooperation. As I mentioned previously, we had good cooperation with your ministry on the level of coordination vis-a-vis United Nations and the United Nations Security Councils specifically. I can elaborate on many other things more, but I know that the time is limited, and I think you have in the second half of the panel, the Minister of Foreign Affairs will join you, and I don't want to take time from him and from you, so I am free, I am available for your questions.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. I appreciate that you understand our position, and may I, on behalf of this committee, reiterate two points. Our call for a ceasefire and the humanitarian aid reaches the civilians in Gaza, whose situation is desperate at the moment. I also have written a letter to you in this sense, and thank you for understanding that, and thank you also for your reply. I now open the floor to committee members who wish to speak. Honourable Mario De Marco.
Yes, Ambassador, thank you so much for your intervention and making the time also to reach out for us. Obviously, I think each member of this committee, first of all, expresses his full solidarity with the Israeli people and with the families of the victims and of the hostages. Our committee was unanimous in condemning the terrorist attacks of Hamas. So in this regard, you have our unreserved condemnation. We have also called for the unconditional release of the hostages. So even in this regard, our position is unanimous and clear. There's no discussion about a conditional release, but an unconditional release, and it has to be an immediate one. Having premised over these two fundamental statements from our regard, we cannot but, however, whilst reiterating Israel's right to self-defend, to defend its population, and to defend its citizens, we obviously are concerned about the situation not only in Israel, but equally so in Gaza. And obviously we are extremely concerned about the humanitarian crisis that is happening in Gaza, which is why, therefore, we also call upon you, your government, to do seriously consider a humanitarian pause in what is currently happening. We believe that there are equally innocent civilian lives, many of which are those of young children, half of which are those of young children, which are equally being lost in this tragedy that both your people and the Palestinian people, which are not always representative of Hamas, are suffering. So please do consider, first of all, our full solidarity, but at the same time, equally, our calling upon you to seriously consider a humanitarian pause, humanitarian corridors, and the release of humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people in Gaza. We're also concerned about the escalation of incidents in the West Bank. And we believe that also all major efforts need to be taken to ensure that there is no escalation on the West Bank. Because with this escalation, we're also seeing, obviously, as you are equally concerned, that there could be a regional escalation of violence. And obviously, any crisis in the Middle East is not limited to the Middle East, but then becomes a global crisis. So please, whilst expressing our deepest sympathy, do consider our calling upon for the humanitarian pause. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Honourable Edward Zamit-Lewis.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Your Excellency, for finding time to brief us and to illustrate the position to date of the Israeli people and Israeli nation. As my colleague, Honourable DeMarco, said, we took a timely approach in condemning what happened on the 7th of October, that is, the atrocious Hamas attack on peaceful people, who were practically enjoying themselves. So this committee unanimously and strongly condemned the Hamas attack on the 7th of October. However, we must appreciate that since then a lot of developments occurred, and I'm going to mention three points. I'm going to be sort of methodical in my appreciation, and would like your feedback, please, on these issues. First of all, with regards to the attacks in self-defense of Israel in Gaza, how are we logistically and practically distinguishing, as you correctly said in your address, that you have no problem with the Palestinian Authority, no problem with the Palestinian people, but how are we in a practical manner and on the ground distinguishing between the perpetrators, or the, as we say, the agent provocateur, the Hamas, and the Palestinian people? That has to be very clear to us, because obviously from the various news we are receiving, we are concerned with regards to the second point, which has already been mentioned, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, with regards to people who appear that are surely not responsible for what happened in the 7th of October. This takes me to the point of the second point, that is, how much is a ceasefire? And a ceasefire, I'm not referring only to Israel, I'm referring as well to Hamas, because to Hamas and to Hezbollah, how much is a mutual ceasefire, but a ceasefire which is a permanent ceasefire, not ceasefires that is, you stop one stops for a day and the conflict will result in the next day. So how is a permanent, and how much is it plausible, the ceasefire when I won't go into the merits whether it is politically right, whether it's right in accordance to the international law of war. I heard and listened to Prime Minister Netanyahu that he is contemplating, for what it is, in inverted commas, a third phase of this conflict. That is the second point. My third point is the people who are surely not responsible, and they are surely totally innocent, that is the hostages. Are there any formal or practical or effective negotiations for these hostages to be released? Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Beppe Fenakadami.
Thank you, Your Excellency. I obviously also share the sentiment of my colleagues and my condemnation of what occurred on the 7th of October, when terrorists, and I have to have the courage to address that, what those people who committed those crimes as terrorists. So what the terrorists did, the bloodshed of Israeli innocent people, the deaths of the 7th of October. We have no reservations in condemning what happened on that day. We have no reservations in describing those persons as terrorists, and that the act that they did was a terroristic attack. However, as my colleagues have also expressed themselves, we are even concerned on what is happening at the moment. We are concerned because I think we do not adhere to the principle of a collective punishment. We do not, we can never accept a situation where practically 2 million Palestinians who are not Hamas, Hamas are not, is not the Palestinian people, and the Palestinian people are not Hamas, who are going through a very difficult moment. We can understand. We can understand the anger. We can understand the anguish. We can understand the sentiment of the Israeli people who went through this tragedy, the biggest tragedy since the Holocaust. However, now it is the moment to pause and do the right thing. And the right thing, I think, is beyond, goes beyond winning a war. The right thing is to go and try and seek ways for peace to win. So my question to you is, who are the interlocutors on the possible way to establishment of peace? I would like to hear further from you on what relations, if any, what lines of communication, if any, what initiatives are being taken, possibly with the Palestinian Authority, possibly with other Arab states who are acting as mediators in this conflict, to arrive at a peaceful solution to this situation. We pretty well understand that Hamas cannot be a party to the solution at this stage. We pretty well understand that Hamas does not and cannot be a representative of the Palestinian people at this stage and sit around the table with the people, with the representatives of Israel. But please, could you maybe explain to this committee what venues the Israeli state, the Israeli government is seeking to arrive to the day after the war ends, because there will be a day when the war will end. And after, when the war will end, there has to be a peace, a peaceful settlement to such a situation. And the peaceful settlement requires that there's an interlocutor, there's another side you are talking with. So maybe you could be advised and inform this committee on what channels are being explored by the Israeli state at the moment to address this issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other members who would like to address the ambassador? No, if not, please, Ambassador, your comments.
Thank you very much. I will try to relate to the questions and the opinions that you two respected members have expressed, and I'll try to do my best. I don't think that, to be honest, that I can have full answers for all the questions. I mean, it's one has to remember we are in the middle of the war, both here and in Gaza, as I said, all over Israel. And I think, and I don't wish to any citizen, any friends of us to be in such a situation. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, and I can see each of us in Israel, and also on the Palestinian side, was affected personally. Either it is friend, a family member, I just can illustrate it, that a good friend of mine has lost her daughter in the massacre or in the party in Kibbutz Re'im, which hundreds of youngsters were massacred and butchered cold blood by the Hamas terrorists, and I pay her condolences 10 days ago. She is strong, but her story, I think, it's an example of what we are going through. In each family in Israel, my son lost two colleagues, two schoolmates of him in the first stage of the war. And it goes more and more. And I am not idle to the suffering that the Palestinian people are going through. I had the privilege to work as deputy diplomatic advisor to late Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin in the days of the peace treaty with Jordan, the Oslo agreement, and I followed him for almost 2 years. And I know that he was committed to peace, and he was killed, assassinated by an Israeli terrorist. And sometimes, some way, this dream of peace maybe has been put aside for a few years. But nevertheless, I will try to relate to the questions that the respective member of parliament posed to me. First of all, I think the world equal or equally between Israel and the Hamas, I think it's I would not use this word or this kind of comparison. And when Israel is taking the military necessary steps, and as I said, the war has a very clear aim. We would like to see our citizens live in peace like the citizens in Malta and Gozo are living without terrorists and rockets and terrorist attacks. It's not something which could not be understood. And we have, when we take the military measures, we keep the laws of war. Maybe some of you will have doubts on it when you watch the TV, etc. But I can tell you, from my personal experience, I was an instructor in the National Defense College 10 years ago. Two of my cadets were the top legal advisor of the IDF. And I know them personally. And I know that today, the IDF legal advisor are mobilized, are with the units. So each target is being carefully tested, is being carefully checked to see there will be no collateral damage and to implement the laws of war, including proportionality. Proportionality does not mean that we are going to revenge and to take the same number of casualties for the Palestinians. Nothing whatsoever. We are focusing and targeted the terrorists, archi-terrorists, the one which perpetrated this terrible damage. We try to see, according to the law of war, that will be as less as possible civilian casualties. But if the Hamas decided to put its infrastructure, missiles, rockets, under hospitals, schools, it's not an easy thing for the IDF to do. And when one of you will visit the IDF and visit the legal department, you see how much we care and we try to avoid as much as possible innocent civilian casualties with the Palestinians, because in the end of the day, I think most of the citizens of Israel would like to go to a peaceful relations, neighboring relations with our Palestinian brothers. As I said, our leader lost his life because he was so committed for peace. As for the way that we are operating, the IDF is operating, again, I'm not legal advisor, I'm not a legalist but I think you can be rest assured from the information I know, I'm not saying that I know everything. We are trying to do our best to mitigate civilian casualties. As for the humanitarian dimension that was mentioned by all of you, first of all, Israel is not occupying Gaza. It's not occupying Gaza does not have a siege on Gaza, the opposite. We let the Palestinian employees, 20,000, before the war, to work in Israeli kibbutzim. I'm not sure if those people did not spy and got the intelligence information about the exact places where the Israeli kibbutzniks were living. I myself was born in kibbutz. And I can tell you that it's easy to go and say, but again, I don't have any evidence and it will not be fair to say. But what I'm saying very clearly, that we try to do our best. We're also in good contact with our American friends. And there is almost daily discussions between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu specifically on that issue. Israel, before the war, we supplied only 10% of the water to Gaza Strip. So yesterday there was a decision to open the second of the three pipelines that Israel has used to supply water to the Palestinian population in Gaza Strip. And on the other issue, we are open to 100 trucks. He's taking all, they are stealing the water, they are stealing the food, they're stealing the gas lines, and they add the reserves of energy to supply their infrastructure, military infrastructure in the tunnels. I appreciate very much the call that all of you express, that all the hostages should be released. But is it obvious that we are giving the green light for humanitarian help to the Palestinians at no call by the international community for the Hamas terrorist organization to not only to release, but to give an access to the Red Cross to visit those abductees? As I said, some of them, few of them are soldiers, but most of them are civilians, victims. And they are victims of war in a way similar to the victims of war in the Palestinian side. And I said, we are not naive and we are not idle to the suffering of the Palestinian population. The last speaker asked me about how do you see the situation in the end of the war. First of all, one has to be realistic. I hope that the war will be as short as possible. But also Malta and also any other European country will not go and have, like one of you even mentioned, ceasefire. I mean, when United States was attacked in 1941, 7th of December in Pearl Harbor by the Japanese, there were calls for United States to have a ceasefire 2 weeks after the Japanese attacked them. So I think one should not be naive. I mean, there is a need for humanitarian pauses to supply the Palestinian population with water and the energy, maybe later, and food. So we are ready for it. But ceasefire is playing into the hands of the terrorists because they want to survive. They keep the hostages and their card and guarantee that their military apparatus will not be destroyed. As I mentioned before, Rabin partner was the Palestinian Authority. I think the Palestinian Authority lost a lot of opportunities like to have peace with us, as our legendary foreign minister Abba Ibn had said many years ago, that a Palestinian never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And unfortunately, that's what happened. When we signed the Abraham Peace Accord with some of the Gulf countries and with Morocco, they had the opportunity to join the peace wagon, and they chose by their clear decision not to do it. The demarsh against the UAE, against Bahrain, against Morocco. They had an opportunity. These countries called them, please join to this peace track. No, they tried to veto it. I think they learned the lesson. I do hope that in the end of this war, which will be unfortunately painful and priceful for both sides, there will be strong leadership in both sides, in Israel and in the other side, political leadership, that will be courageous enough, like Rabin was, to take the lead, to go back to the negotiating table, and to find the right solution. I'm not telling now if it will be one state and one state minus. I don't think it's the right time to discuss it. And I do see when the Gaza Strip, in the end of the day, is part of the Palestinian camp, Palestinian people. I do hope there will be kind of arrangement that will also take into consideration the needs of the population in Gaza. Maybe, and again, it's speculation at that point of time, that the Palestinian Authority will be able to go back to Gaza Strip to dominate. And one, you remember that 2007, after the elections, the Hamas made a coup d'etat against the Palestinian Authority. Not many people remember that they saw the Palestinian people, employees and people from the roofs. The world was silent. The world was idle. We made our mistake. Our leadership made our mistake. Our military side. I think we should not let this monster to go up near our civilian population. So if I'm trying to summarize, there are many points which I cannot touch base in such a short time. And again, I don't want to steal the time from your foreign minister. Israel is a peaceful, loving country, would be happy, especially after the Holocaust, but also facing the reality that since 1948, even before, we are in a daily struggle for our existence. I don't know if you know the numbers, 25,000 soldiers lost since 1948 in our war for existence. So we never had a day of peace. And I hope like I had the privilege to work with Rabin and with his right-hand people as deputy diplomat and advisor to him. He met many, many leaders. I don't remember if that time was a visitor from Malta, maybe. But I know that we have great relations with Malta. And I do hope that, and I, as I said at the beginning, I appreciate the support we did get from the Maltese parliament, the Maltese government. I was less happy, if I may say so, with some manifestation of not very peaceful demonstration that took place also in front of your parliament, led by one ambassador, Arab ambassador. And you will not find me in such a demonstration. I don't think it's fair. Diplomatic envoys should find themselves in such discussions that we have with you, not in front of an audience, a mob that's going vis-a-vis your parliament. And I think there is another important point. It was raised also with your leadership. You have Jewish community. You have Israeli community in Malta. I know that the steps have been taken by your government to preserve their defense because they feel threatened, some of them. When you, in the social media era, they got threats, and I'm sure that the Maltese authorities does take the right step to defend them because they are part of your community. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ambassador, for this exchange of views which we had with our committee. And the best way forward is to rest in communication, and we are here to meet, discuss, and to exchange opinions and views anytime which you would want to meet this committee. Thank you very much, Ambassador.
Thank you, maybe, Mr. Chairman. I know I will not take the right of you should be the last to speak, but since I started with the importance of that I attach to relations with Parliament, one thing which I miss is direct connection during the war between your Parliament, between your committee, between the Friendship League, the EU, both of the Knesset and the Maltese Parliament established during the time of war. I think with all respect to me as a diplomat, direct contact should be made between your committee members, between members of your parliament and the Knesset members. Find the way by Zoom, find the way by telephone, like you did with me. Be open with them, be frank with them, express your criticism, express your solidarity. But in time of war, especially in friendly countries, the relation between bilateral parliaments are crucial.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. I wish you a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Grazie ħafna, mela nisson għaddu għattinjati mill-li għanna fuq l-agenda għatman u kol-ministru l-affarijiet barranin, Dr. Ian Borch, illi miħu sen id-diskutu propju l-istess tema ta' l-ħazvilup li kienem fil-vant nofsani anke fil-sfond tal- Bissa dak li għaddej man kallaqat li kienem fil-ġrus maquda fil-jim illi għaddew u anke il-laqat li kienem f-Malta dwar il-formula għal-paċi ta' l-Ukrajina u għalek nissin il-Ministru Borch biex jagħmel l-ewwel kummenti tiegħu.
Grazzi, Chairperson, ħassejt illi għandi nerġgħu niġi hawnhekk quddiem il-Kumitat sabiex parti bħala membru ma nati wkoll ftit aġġornamenti minnaħa tal-gvern dwar laqgħat u involviment li kellna fuq il-konflitt fil-Vant Nofsani u anke wara diskussjoni li konna jekk hux il-każ li naġġornaw il-pożizzjoni tagħna jew nikkomunikaw aspetti li jistgħu joħorġu minn din id-diskussjoni u dan għaliex il-fatt illi kif qed naħdmu fil-kwistjoni tal-Vant Nofsani bħala kumitat għajjem interess mill-partijiet fil-fatt mhux biss l-ambaxxatur Booker imma anke numru ta' ambaxxaturi Arab u l-ambaxxatur Turk li ġew jiltaqgħu miegħi propju l-għada li ġew jiltaqgħu mal-kumitat ħassew illi meta aħna ltqajna f'12 Ottubru ovvjament kellek sitwazzjoni mod illi komplett iżviluppa u allura tajjeb illi hekk il-Parlament jekk il-Kumitat iħoss li għandu jkompli aġġorna l-pożizzjoni tiegħu biex tirrifletti anke l-andament illi għaddej fil-vant nofsani inkunu nistgħu nagħmlu dan. Għalkemm irrid ngħid illi d-deċiżjoni unanima tal-Kumitat naħseb gwidat bl-aħjar mod possibbli gvern u oppożizzjoni u naħseb li dawk il-prinċipji fil-fema hum li tiegħi għadhom joddu sallum u ftit li xejn tista' ittejjeb il-pożizzjoni għaliex huma prinċipji li aħna bħala Maltin nemmnu fihom sew jekk qed nikkundannaw attakki terroristiċi u attività ta' gruppi terroristiċi sew fl-istess ħin jekk nirridu niżguraw li min għandu dritt jiddefendi ruħu u l-pajjiżu qed jagħmel da fil-parametri tal-liġijiet internazzjonali. Iżda rridu ngħidu li s-sitwazzjoni ġewwa Gaza, s-sitwazzjoni umanitarja ġewwa Gaza, kompli tiddeterjora u kulħadd qed isegwi l-appelli minn organizzazzjonijiet internazzjonali, umanitarji, mill-komunità internazzjonali jew allura mill-pajjiżi li qegħdin jippronunzjaw ruhom kif ukoll anke ritna ġorna il-ħidma li saret ġewwa Nazzjonijiet Magħquda fi New York sew fil-Kunsil tas-Sigurtà anke jekk sa kemm qed nitkellmu m'hemmx prodott maqbul u approvat imma fl-Assembleja Ġenerali kien hemm żviluppi ġodda kif wieħed seta' jsegwi. Għal daqstant xtaqt ninforma illi il-pożizzjoni li ħadna hawnhekk wassalta kemm meta il-Kunsill għall-affarijiet barranin iltaqa' fl-Lussemburgu it-tnejn 23 ġifieri propju bħal bieraħ ġimgħa u minn hemmhekk issejħet laqgħa urġenti li kienet qiegħda tiġi elevata fuq livell ta' ministri ġewwa n-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda. Fil-fatt ma bqajtx għall-Kunsill tal-Affarijiet Ġenerali 23 imma mill-Lussemburgu attendejt għall-laqgħa tal-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà. Fil-Kunsill irrid ngħid li għall-kuntrarju tal-pożizzjoni komuni fuq l-Ukrajina waqt li l-prinċipji li qbilna bħala kumitat huma l-istess prinċipji li 27 pajjiż ukoll qed jaqblu magħhom. Fl-istess ħin hemm ħsibijiet differenti u enfasi fuq aspetti differenti u mhuwiex sigriet illi waqt li lajta kienet kemm huwa bżonn jus li l-Unjoni Ewropea s-27 pajjiż ikunu uniti fil-pożizzjoni tagħhom fuq ir-riżoluzzjoni mresqa mill-Ġordan fl-Assembleja Ġenerali fetħet beraħ tliet pożizzjonijiet differenti tal-pajjiżi membri fl-Unjoni Ewropea. U jkoll ma ċans nitkellmu dwar dak ukoll. Però il-Kunsill wera x-xewqa wkoll, speċjalment mir-rappreżentant għoli Josep Borrell, sabiex iż-żewġ membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea illi jinsabu fis-simhom propju fuq il-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà, jiġifieri Malta u Franza, kemm jista' jkunu qegħdin jikkoordinaw il-ħidma bejniethom. Proprju qed isir dan u hija riflessa wkoll li kull vot meħud fil-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà Malta u Franza kellhom l-istess pożizzjoni. Mhux għaliex aħna obbligati li nagħmlu dan, jew huma obbligati li jagħmlu dan, imma naħseb għaliex qegħdin impoġġu il-prinċipji li jgvernawna li jmexxuna fl-istess keffa. Il fil-Kunsil ta' Sigurtà s'issa tres unum ta' riżoluzzjonijiet. Tres u żewġ riżoluzzjonijiet mir-Russja fejn Malta ma' numru ta' pajjiżi oħra astjeniet dwarhom. Astjeniet mhux biss fuq il-kontenut. Imma wieħed irid jifhem u japprezza illi hemm bżonn ta' konsistenza f'dak li wieħed jgħid u li jkun konsonanti ma' dak li wieħed jagħmel. Għandek ir-riżoluzzjoni Amerikana illi Malta ivvotat favur tagħha, imma qabel kellek ir-riżoluzzjoni Brażiljana li wkoll Malta vvotat għaliha. Sa kien hemm ċirkustanza fejn kun hemm min jgħidlek kif jista' jkun ivvotajtu għal dik ir-riżoluzzjoni Brażiljana u anke għal dik Amerikana. U xed najt il-mistoqsija tkun rivolta lejn Malta, għaliex bħal Franza u bħal oħrajn, kien hemm bosta li jagħmlu hekk. Qabel xejn għaliex ir-riżoluzzjonijiet kollha mpoġġija fuq il-mejda kienu qegħdin isejħu sabiex il-pajjiżi fil-konflitt jieħdu fil-konsiderazzjonijiet tagħhom l-aspett umanitarju ġewwa Gaza u iwaqfu anke jekk temporanjament l-azzjoni militari tagħhom sabiex dak li għandu jsir mill-aspett umanitarju jingħata il-ħin kollu meħtieġ biex allura jitnaqsu in-nies ċivili speċjalment tfal u nisa flimkien ma' adulti anzjani u persuni b'abilità li m'għandhomx bl-ebda mod iħallsu għal dak li wettqet Hamas fis-7 ta' Ottubru. U għalhekk kien faċli għalina nassoċjaw ruħna mar-riżoluzzjonijiet kollha illi kienu qed jitresqu f'dan is-sens. Sfortunatament huwa ċar illi r-riżoluzzjonijiet imresqa mill-membri permanenti qegħdin jiġu vetowed minn xulxin. Naħsbu allura li kienet opportunità mitlufa illi dik imresqa mill-Brażil ma ħaditx il-ħin tagħha sabiex anke titjieb jew tiġi approvata kif il-fatt kienet sodisfaċenti għalina li tkun approvata. U għandek il-Kunsill li issa għaddew 4 ġimgħat kważi mill-konflitt li għad m'għandu f'pożizzjoni. U naħsbu li huwa kruċjali għal Kunsill tas-Sigurtà sabiex ikun kredibbli għandu bżonn ikollu pożizzjoni li tkun adduttata mill-aktar fis possibbli. Fil-fatt meta kien hemm l-eżitu li ir-riżoluzzjonijiet Amerikani u Russi ma ddewx, ittelqet l-idea u Malta ħadet sehem ewlieni biex tikkoordina wkoll bejn l-10 membri eletti bil-ħsieb li nġabar l-aħjar mill-kontenut tar-riżoluzzjonijiet mresqa mill-pajjiżi fl-aħħar ġimgħat. U allura forsi jekk ikun hemm ownership ta' 10 pajjiżi eletti bit-test ideali ikun jista' jikseb dak l-appoġġ. Dak l-eżerzizzju għadu għaddej u sa hemm laqgħat proprju bħalissa oħrajn il-lejla. Jista' jkun hemm żviluppi, jista' jkun hemm iżjed ħin meħtieġ biex il-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà jiddeċiedi. Meta kont qiegħed hemmhekk il-Presidenza Brażiljana għamlet ukoll working lunch fejn stiednet il-Segretarju Ġenerali tal-Kunsill tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda, Segretarju tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda, Antonio Gutierrez, illi tagħna anke il-ħsibijiet u l-preokkupazzjonijiet tiegħu fil-magħluq. Mħinajr ovvjament ma niżvela dak il-laqal, però il-preokkupazzjonijiet huma gbar xi ħaġa li wieħed jistgħu saħħa meta jsegwu l-mezzi tax-xandi ta' kuljum. Ħadd l-opportunità li niltaqa' ukoll mal-Ministru Iżraelit u mal-Ministru Palestinjan, mas-Segretarju tal-Istat Amerikan Anthony Blinken, u mbagħad kelli laqgħa bilaterali interessanti wkoll mal-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin l-Indonesi. U forsi wieħed jisemmi dejjem id-dinja Arbija li hija differenti mid-dinja Musulmana. Mhux neċessarjament kull min huwa ta' fidi Musulmana u Arbi. U dan il-pajjiż li għandu popolazzjoni ta' iżjed minn 200 miljun, il-Ministru enfasizzat fuq il-pożizzjoni tagħha pożizzjoni pjuttost iebsa fuq dak li qed jiġri ġewwa l-Palestina. Qed ngħidu da semmejta biex nagħti kuntest ta' kif din mhijiex xi linja dritta li għandek xi formula ta' minu favur minu kontra ma hemm numru ta' konsiderazzjonijiet. Fis 26 u 27 ta' Ottubru l-Assembleja Ġenerali kellha Emergency Special Session u hemmhekk il-Ġordan resqu riżoluzzjoni umanitarja illi kien hemm emenda proposta mill-Kanada. Għaliex il-Kanada argumentat aħna ngħidu rajt li so illi riżoluzzjoni tal-Ġordan ma kienx qed tagħti l-istampa kompluta għaliex ma kienx qiegħda tikkundanna dak li għamel il-grupp Hamas fis-7 Ottubru. Ovvjament il-kontrargument kien isma' din hija riżoluzzjoni umanitarja u m'għandniex għalfejn nieħdu on board dik l-emenda qed ngħid ovvjament x'għamel x'argument tal-proponent. Malta kienet favur illi l-emenda mresqa mill-Kanada tkun aċċettata għaliex kieku r-riżoluzzjoni tal-Ġordan kienet tkun waħda kompluta. Madankollu ma ħassejniex illi minħabba fek ir-riżoluzzjoni illi sejjaħ għall-pawżi umanitari u għajnuniet li għandhom jaslu f'Gaza bris 2 miljon Palestinjan li m'għandhomx jeħlu b'mod kollettiv għall-azzjonijiet tal-grupp Hamas kella tiġi mormija. Għal daqstant, waqt li daqstant xtaqtna illi l-emenda kanadiża tgħaddi, daqstant ieħor ma stajniex ninjoraw il-validità tal-kumplament miktub u propost mill-Ġordan. Ovvjament, kullu jgħat minn dawn il-voti li jena semmejt kem fil-Konsil ta' Sigurta u kem fil-Assembleja Ġenerali iġi preazzjonijiet miegħhom, kelmuk pajjiżi fejn jirringrazzjawk u jgħidulek huma kuntenti bil-vot ta' Malta, ikellmuk daqstant ieħor pajjiżi li jgħidulek li stennew mod ieħor. Jiena r-risposta tiegħi tkun waħda konsistenti li dan maħniex qed nagħmluh sabiex noġbu naħa jew noġbu oħra, imma aħna għandna numru ta' prinċipji li bħala pajjiż ħassejnina dejjem komdi li nimxu magħhom anke għaliex għandna relazzjonijiet eċċellenti ma' żewġ naħat u mhijiex kwistjoni ta' tirringrazzjani jew tħossok iddisappuntat. Ovvjament kwa tħossu kif jixtieq, imma aħna qed naraw kif inkunu konsistenti ma dak illi niddeċiedu. U konsonanti ma dak illi anka ddeċidejna. Jew iddiskutejna u bilna hawnhekk. Kelli wkoll numru ta' telefonati għandek ovvjament sforz fuq żewġ naħat ta' pajjiżi illi they reach out to the rest of the international community on behalf of others. Jiġifieri mhuwiex xi segret fejn għandek ċertu wkoll alleanzi. Il-komunikazzjonijiet uffiċjali nipubblikhom fil-mezzi soċjali u anke fl-istqarrijiet li nħarġu. Il-bieraħ kelli talba l-telefonata li kif għamilt fuq il-mezz soċjali X tajb li qed nitkellmu dan is-suġġett hawnhekk nagħmel referenza għaliha fejn ċempilli l-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin tal-Iran qed nifhem li għamel numru tal-telefonati lill-Ministri li huma fuq il-Kunsil tas-Sigurtà, il-pajjiż tagħhom fuq il-Kunsil tas-Sigurtà. U ovvjament hemmhekk enfasizzajt fuq l-importanza li ma jkunx hemm spillover, li ma jkunx hemm eskalazzjoni fir-reġjun. Ovvjament kulħadd qed jisma' ir-retorika illi qed issir. Il-Ministru ma ddejjaq xejn ovvjament jagħmilha wkoll tiegħu billi jgħid isma' hemm żewġ toroq. Ovvjament il-messaġġ tiegħi kien li jisma' fil-fehma tagħna hemm triq waħda biss dik illi jkun hemm deeskalizzazzjoni u allura l-iżgur ma ntkomx tikkunsidraw illi ikunem iżjed atturi li jidħlu f'din il-ġlieda, f'din il-gwerra u jkun ta' detriment għal-reġjun kollu hemm. Jiena irċivejt ukoll numru ta' talbiet minn nies, jiena ċert li anke intom bħala membri minn ħadd il-gvern u l-oppożizzjoni ikun hemm minn jagħmel kuntatt magħhom sabiex il-Malti ikunu solidali u anke jibgħatu għajn unit. U din ukoll iddiskutejta meta ltqajt mal-ambaxxaturi tal-Palestina, tal-Libja, tal-Tunezija, tal-Turkija u tal-Eġittu. U ovvjament minħabba l-sfida li hemm biex il-humanitarian aid tasal għand in-nies ta' Gaza, mhuwiex ideali li Malta niġbru oġġetti jew mediċini għaliex frankament jistgħu jispiċċaw jeħlu l-Eġittu mingħajr ma jagħmluha għand in-nies ta' Gaza. U għal daqstant bħala ministeru qegħdin nużaw special account mal-Bank Ċentrali illi għalih, u forsi s-saktar tard nippubblikaw id-dettalji tiegħu, illi għalih jistgħu jikkontribwixxu dawk li jixtiequ jagħmlu donazzjonijiet fejn qed naraw li ż-żewġ entitajiet li jistgħu jingħataw il-flus u għandhom jingħataw il-flus intaqs huma l-International Committee of the Red Cross u l-UNRWA li hija l-Aġenzija tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda. Ovvjament hemm pajjiżi oħra li qed jagħmlu dan u din is-sistema b'dan l-special account mal-Bank Ċentrali tħadmet ukoll fis-sena u nofs li għaddew mal-Ukreni fil-każ tagħhom. Ovvjament aħna se nkomplu nsegwu, jiġifieri din mhijiex xi ħaġa li jiġifieri kull minuta ikun hemm svolġimenti u allura ma nistgħux ngħidu li ma jkunx hemm meħtieġa li nkomplu nsegwu naġġornaw. Però naħseb li dan il-kumitat għandu jżomm mal-pożizzjoni ta' 12 Ottubru. U għaċar li żdieda teftieġa l-insejħu għal-ħelsin tal-ostagġi minn għal-kondizjonijiet għal-eċ issa iż-żmien dieħel u għaddew issa numru ta' ġimgħat. Napprezzaw u qed insegwu bħal kulħadd l-isforzi qed isiru minn ċertu pajjiżi bħal Qatar u oħrajn il qegħdin jagħmlu l-parti tagħhom sabiex jinnegozjaw il-ħelsien tal-ostaġġi. Fl-istess ħin żdieda tiħtieġa wkoll li nsejħu għall-għajnuna umanitarja u għar-rispett lejn il-Palestinjani illi jgħixu ġewwa Gaza. Irrid ngħid ukoll li tintlaqa b'mod tajjeb ħafna, speċjalment mill-ambaxxatur Palestinjan. Il-fatt li fil-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà konna wieħed mill-ftit li semmejna ir-rata li mhijiex tas-soltu ta' inċidenti ġewwa il-West Bank. Kulħadd jitkellem fuq Gaza m'hemm ċirkustanzi oħrajn fil-West Bank ukoll. U naħseb dik turi wkoll Malta kemm hi sensittiva għal għal-realtà on the ground li mhijiex biss l-istripa ta' Gaza imma partijiet oħrajn fil-territorju fil-territorju Palestinjan. Il-kundanna lejn l-attakk terroristiku tas-7 Ottubru jibqa' tluq. Qed dan kollu u nagħlaq dak il-kapitlu il-diskors u allura l-ħtieġa li ma jibqax diskors biss. Speċjalment illi kulħadd jaħdem issa sabiex jingħalaq dal-konflitt. Imma għandna waqt li qegħdin niddiskutu u jkun hemm sforzi internazzjonali kif jingħalaq dal-konflitt, inkomplu nenfasizzaw fuq il-ħtieġa li dawn iż-żewġ popli ikollhom, żewġ stati, Ġerusalemm il-kapitali tat-tnejn tagħhom u din għandha tkun parti minn dan it-tmiem minn dan il-konflitt li jkun qed jiġi innegozjat biex jingħalaq u aħna naħsbu li waqt li ma tistax tkun najv u tippretendi li dak li ma ġarax 70 sena ser jiġri għadha, però ma nistgħux aħna ma nfakrux u nħallu lil min jiskarta s-soluzzjoni aħħarija illi dejjem Malta tesqet fil-qudiem. Għax jekk mhux it-two-state solution, x'inhu l-pjan? Ejja wieħed ipoġġi l-ipotesi illi l-Iżrael b'suċċess skont kif qed jagħmlu l-klejm huma jeqirdu l-grupp Hamas. U biex isir dan ħafna mill-istrippa ta' Gaza tinqeret għad-detriment ta' min kien jgħix fiha. Wara x'jiġri miż-żewġ miljun ċittadin ċivili Palestinjan fl-istrippa ta' Gaza, fil-West Bank, fil-kumplament ta' fl-Iżrael, għax Iżrael għandu id-drittijiet tiegħu wkoll. Ġifieri naħseb illi huwa daqstant ieħor importanti illi mhux ngħidu dan bħala storja jew alla ħares ikun hemm min jgħid dan bħala xi ġustifikazzjoni ta' dak li ġara, assolutament bħala pajjiż naħseb li għamilna l-pożizzjoni tagħna ċara kristall, imma rridu nħarsu l-qudiem mhux biss illi jingħalaq dal-konflitt imma jekk jista' jkun. Kull min ser ikollu il-poter li wassal il-partijiet flimkien iżomm bħala l-għana ħari tiegħu it-two state solution b'Ġerusalemm tkun il-kapitali taż-żewġ popli li jgħixu fil-paċi maġemp xulxin u flimkien. Jiena naħseb illi m'għandix iżjed xi nżid fuq dan il-punt, ovvjament qiegħed hawn hekk mhux biex nagħti kontribut tiegħi ma biex nisma' u jekk hemm bżonn intejbu l-pożizzjoni tagħna.
Grazie Fra Ministru, onorevoli Bepefele.
Grazie Ministru. Għamil sodan il-Kumitat l-lum tjaġġel taqa f-situazzjoni li għedha t-evolvi minn ġurnata l-ohra, għazi minn sija l-ohra. Ġiju għana ma tal-taqa dan il-Kumitat l-ewwel darba nitkellmu fil-12 Dan ix-xahar konna għaddejna minn situazzjoni naraw situazzjoni tisfolġu qdimna fejn kellek l-Iżrael li kien għadu kif għadda minn attakk terroristiku fejn il-Hamas qatel iktar minn 1400 persuna. U dakinhar aħna konna tqajna bħala kumitat u ħadna pożizzjoni li ngħid ċara, ħadna pożizzjoni unanima fejn m'hemmx kundanna għal dak illi għamlu il-Hamas. Enfasizzajna u nerġa' nenfasizza lill-Hamas mhuwiex il-poplu Palestinjan u mhux il-Palestinjani kollha huma il-Hamas. U naħseb hemmhekk dak il-messaġġ wasal. Però naturalment l-sitwazzjoni żvolġiet bil-mod kif qegħdin naraw. Naraw għadha tiżvolġi b'mod li ngħid drammatiku ħafna minn ġurn waħda l-oħra fejn issa qegħdin naraw l-attakk tal-armata Izraeljana fuq l-istrixxa ta' Gaza bil-żewġ miljun Palestinjan maqbut ġewwa l-istess strixxa. Aħna l-Kumitat ħal pożizzjoni ċara naħseb illi għandna tkellimna fuq dritt tal-poplu tal-Iżrael illi jiddefendi n-nies tiegħu. Jiena aħna ddefendejna l-pożizzjoni ta' Iżrael illi territarja qudiem sitwazzjoni li ġiet iffaċċjata biha sitwazzjoni fejn kellek f'qattilek iktar minn 1000 persuna innoċenti illi nqatlet, però naħseb dan il-Kumitat illum irid jinfasizza wkoll illi d-dritt illi tiddefendi niesek, li tiddefendi l-pajjiżek jrid jitmetta f'ċerti parametri, il-parametri tal-liġi internazzjonali, il-parametri li regolaw anka il-gwerer, il-parametri li regolaw anka sitwazzjoni delikata palmej l-lum. Allura jagħmel xogħol dan il-Kumitat li jesprimi l-preokkupazzjoni tiegħu għal mod kif qiegħda tiżvolġi jew minn dak li din qegħdin insegwi jiġri tal-idea tal-collective punishment, jiġri bażikament għandek poplu għandek żewġ miljun ruħ maqbudin ġewwa Gaza li għandej jimmu momenti diffiċli ħafna momenti fejn l-essenzjal donnu madux jeżisti, fis-sens li għandek sitwazzjoni ta' ilma, sitwazzjoni ta' dawl, sitwazzjoni ta' ikel, sitwazzjoni ta' mediċini, sitwazzjonijiet ta' sparijiet illi għaddejjin minn diffikultà biex jaqdu l-funzjoni tagħhom bħala sptar, però f'ċirkostanza fejn n-nies dawn l-isparijiet qegħdin jiżdiedu minn ġurnata għall-oħra. Allura da jagħmel sew dan il-Kumitat illi jesprimi l-preokkupazzjoni tiegħu għall-mod kif era tiżvolġi wkoll is-sitwazzjoni ġewwa Gaza. Naturalment, ninkwetaw ukoll dak li qed jiġri fil-West Bank. Ġifieri għal mistoqs fil-West Bank ukoll fil-Libanu, l-involviment dirett u indirettament tal-Libanu, fejn ukoll aħna bħala pajjiż għandna interess dirett fis-sens li hemmhekk nafu li hemm il-UNIFIL li huma li aġenzija tan-Nazzjonijiet Unite u to my knowledge qatt hemm ukoll soldati Maltina, ta' se tajjeb il-Ministru forsi tajdinna ta' tiena aġġornament fuq is-sitwazzjoni ta' dawn tal-kontingent ta' soldati Maltin bħalissa f'din iż-żona li hija tant delikata. Linnota Ministru li hemm ukoll m'intomx qed intitkellmu bl-istess mod inti u l-Prim Ministru fuq x'qed tistennew illi jsir bħalissa. Il-bieraħ il-Prim Ministru fil-press conference, jekkux fil-press conference twara war diskors tal-baġit, tkellem fuq illi għandu kemm pawża militari fis-sens illi il-Prim Ministru qed jinsisti illi jitqaf il-ġlied biż-żewġ naħat bejn min-naħa tal-armata tal-Iżrael kif ukoll min-naħa naturalment tal-Ħamas. Min-naħa l-oħra narrattiva li anke li qed tadottaw partikolarment fil-Nazzjonijiet Uniti u fil-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà hija illi din nitkellmu fuq pawża umanitarja fis-sens illi din nitkellmu fuq il-wafqin mill-ġdid biex kien semmejt inti tfal biex jissalvati tfal, biex jissalvati n-nisa, biex jissalvati l-anzjani, u naħseb illi allura tajjeb dan il-Kumitat iċċaralu x'inhi eżattament il-pożizzjoni tal-Gvern Malti u x'qed jitkellem fuq pawża militari fis-sens illi jkun hemm waqfin mill-ġlied biex jkun jistgħu jinħarġu tfal, biex jistgħu jinħarġu l-ummijiet, biex jistgħu jidħol il-mediċina, jew jitkellmu fuq waqfin permanenti mill-ġlied fis-sens illi jaqaf kollox dan l-istadju u ma tinstab is-soluzzjoni. Naħseb illi il-mod kif tkellem inti hawnhekk u fil-Forum Internazzjonali u l-mod kif tkellem il-Prim Ministru l-bieraħ mhumiex in sync preċiżament. It-tielet punt ukoll fuq il-kwistjoni tal-relazzjoni il-gvern Malti kif iħares lejl Hamas. Il-biraħ il-Prim Ministru ġi mistoqsi speċifikament mill-ġurnalisti jekk iqis il-Hamas bħala grupp terroristiku, allura żgur ma jistax ikun interlokutur, ma jistax ikun parti bis-soluzzjoni li nittamaw li tinstab għal din il-parti tad-dinja li tant għaddiet minn problema dejjem problema l-issa. U kien hemm jiena naħseb riluttanza evidenti minnata il-Prim Ministru l-biraħ li jiddefinixxi lil-Hamas bħala grupp terroristiku. Allora nitlob lilek bħala Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barrani biex tgħidna x'inhi l-pożizzjoni tal-Gvern Malti fil-konfront tal-Hamas jekk iqis dan il-grupp bħala grupp terroristiku. Semmejt ukoll fuq il-telefonata li kellek mill-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin tal-Iran. Ma fimx x'kienet it-talba tiegħu. Jiġifieri jekk forsi tispjega dan il-kumitat x'kienet it-talba, x'kienet ċempillek biex jittalab. Jiena fimt li għalhekk hemm żewġ soluzzjonijiet, waħda minnhom qed nifhem is-soluzzjoni militari, is-soluzzjoni tal-involviment tal-Iran bis-support magħruf tal-Hizbollah bil-komplikazzjoni kollha qed toħloq. Allora nitolbok jekk jogħġbok tinforma l-kumitat esattament x'kienet it-talba l-iskop u t-talba tal-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin tal-Iran fit-telefonata li kellek il-bieraħ. Grazzi.
Ministru Borġ.
Ebda mill-aħħar waqta. Mhijiex talba u għal-mod ta' kif isir il-politika u l-politika internazzjonali esprima l-pożizzjoni tal-Iran. Qed nifhem ma' numru ta' ministri ħafna minnhom li huma fil-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà, jiġifieri law ma talab xejn.
Qed jistenna mill-Gvern Malti din.
Fimni, bħalissa jekk inti tistaqsi x'talab l-ambaxxatur Izraeliti, jew x'talbu l-ambaxxaturi Arab u Tork li ġew hawnhekk. Ovvjament kulħadd jgħid il-parti tiegħu u kulħadd jistenna illi il-pajjiż li jkun qed jitkellem miegħu fuq in-naħa l-oħra jieħu konjunzjoni ta' dak li jkun qed jgħid u allura mbagħad eventwalment jieħu deċiżjonijiet informati. F'dik it-telefonata diskors kien iktar li qed naqblu li m'aħniex naqblu, jiġifieri ma nistgħux naċċettaw retorika ta' teddi ta' xalla ħares ners u lejn eskalazzjoni fir-reġjun. U allura jiena talba tiegħi kienet sabiex wieħed jitfa l-enerġija kollha fuq l-ewwel triq, jiġifieri t-triq illi ikun hemm il-de-escalation u eventualment ma jkunx hemm spillover ta' dak il-konflitt. Tieni triq hija li jisma' l-argument tal-Iran u kien hemm matturi oħrajn li jisma' jekk din tkompli teskala allura nidħlu fil-logħba aħna wkoll. U aħna naħseb li nkun qed nirrifletti s-sentiment ta' kulħadd hawnhekk kontra li teskala u jkun hemm spillover fir-reġjun kollu. Rigward il-grupp Hamas, naħseb li kif ukoll anke fuq il-pożizzjoni tal-Gvern, jiena frankament hawnhekk nirrappreżenta l-Gvern u l-Ministru responsabbli mill-politika tal-Gvern fuq affarijiet barrani. U naħseb il-pożizzjoni li jiena esprimejt kemm il-darba u anke riflessa fil-voti u fid-deċiżjonijiet titkellem. Waħda, il-Prim Ministru esprima kif huwa enfasizza fil-Kunsill Ewropew fuq ceasefire u eventualment nafu x'huma l-konklużjonijiet tal-Kunsill ukoll. Rigward il-grupp Hamas, Malta hija membru tal-Unjoni Ewropea. L-Unjoni Ewropea tiddefinixxi b'mod ċar li Hamas huwa grupp terroristiku u jien f'kull okkażjoni dejjem enfasizzajt illi aħna konsonanti ma' dak illi binna fuq u mal-komplement tal-Ewropej. Jiena informat illi soldati Maltin qed jagħmlu l-onur s'issa tlabt l-informazzjoni għandi miktub fil-verità qed nipprova nsib kont qed nipprova nsib għalhekk rajtuni immisser mowba imma.
Kemm l-intervento li wasa mitru sakkem.
Nilħaqilħa nsib id-diskussjoni, yes.
L-onorevoli Edward Zamekin.
Ewa ħaġa nirringrazzja lill-Ministru għad-disponibilità tiegħu li aġġorna għana fuq ixju li hija ċertament importanti kemm għal-Malta, għal-Reġjun, partikolari kif ukoll minn ottika wkoll globali u naqbel miegħu li s-sitwazzjoni hija tant fluwida li minn żmien għal żmien bil-forsi rridu nagħmlu dal-eżerċizzju. It-tieni punt nemmen li wara il-laqa ta' 12 Ottubru nemmen li għandna wkoll ikun hemm pożizzjoni ta' dan il-kumitat li tirrifletti wkoll li żviluppi li seħħew minn 12 Ottubru. Sallum u fl-opinjoni tiegħi għandha titkellem fuq l-ewwel ħaġa x-xogħol il-konsistenza li wera dan il-kumitat ukoll biqbil unanimu bej iż-żewġ partiti kif ukoll is-sosten li ta' lill-politika tal-gvern, ngħid tal-gvern tal-ġurnata, però tal-gvernijiet illi f'dan ir-rigward hemm kellhom politika barranija għall-reġjun u għal din l-issju partikolari li ilha tinħema u ilha preżenti għal ħafna snin. Għandha wkoll tirreferi l-isqarija l-pożizzjonijiet li tieħdet mill-gvern fil-Kunsill tas-Sigurtà, għandha tirreferi wkoll fl-opinjoni tiegħi għal priorità assoluta li hija il-humanitarian ceasefire għaliex ma waqafniex kemm jiena u l-kollegi li tkellmu anke meta kellna nallaqa ma l-ambasċaturi tal-Palestina, tal-Eġittu, enzo il-kwestjoni tal-aspett umanitarju li jirċievu l-għajnuna u kif ukoll mill-aspett li biżżejjed naraw ġi rrappurtat dal-lejl ġi rrappurtat li inqatlu 50 persuna tal-anqas f'Gaza Strip. Għandna wkoll nagħmlu priorità assoluta oħra il-rilax tal-ostaġġi mingħajr mod inkondizzjonat. U nemmen li dan kollu għandu jixpruna wkoll stqarrija ġdida ta' dan il-komitat. Ovvjament qed nitfa' suġġeriment li nixtieq ikun hemm qbil mill-membri kollha tal-kumitat, ġifieri toħdu wix f'xi sens bħala kontenut biex nitfa' direzzjoni ta' x'nixtieq li jkun fiha l-istqarrija partikolari, però ovvjament huwa open għal diskussjoni. L-aħħar punt illi li semmejtu però semmih korrettament il-Ministru. B'mod pożittiv forsi li dan kollu iwassal għal aktar pajjiżi jien innutajt li qed jitkellmu fuq xi ħaġa li aħna ilna konsistenti dwaran hemm għadni niftakar il-President Emeritu Guido De Marco, il-President attwali George Vella illi jitkellmu fuq din il-kwistjoni ta' Two State Solution. Qed ninnota li ħafna pajjiżi qed jindunaw li hija soluzzjoni illum il-ġurnata, forsi għal-kem musset iġri, għankun ċammeċ nkun over positive fil-ħat iġri għada, pero iġri xieġri anka fl-aftermath ta' dan il-konflitt li nitwalbu l-alla li jintem kem jissajkun mal-ajra, kem forsi nerġanajtet nkunu ultra ottimisti. Iktar pajizi pero qed jindunaw li qed two-state solution li tirrispetta s-sovranità ta' żewġ popli. L-ugwaljanza, l-equality of states ukoll u l-prinċipju ukoll ta' territorju, l-integrity ta' dritt internazzjonali, hemm forsi qed jintebħu iktar pajjiżi li dik hija soluzzjoni ta' natura permanenti. U allura nixtieq nagħlaq billi nirringrazzja l-membri kollha u nagħmel suġġeriment li jkun hemm sqarrija ta' dan il-kumitat permanenti li jiena semmejt issues partikolari jista' jkun inqas, jista' jkun hemm iktar. Però huma issues u affarijiet u żviluppi anke pożittivi minnaħa tal-gvern u minnaħa ta' tal-kumitat illi nistgħu wkoll naġġornaw nibqgħu fermi mal-pożizzjoni li ħadna fit-tax Ottubru, però naġġornaw il-pożizzjoni b'dan il-mod. Grazzi ħafna.
L-Onorevoli Mario Domenico.
Kemm punt li ovvijament dak li naraw, ovvijament naraw li hemm ħafna konverġenza bejn pożizzjoni tal-gvern tal-Oppożizzjoni għal dak li għandu x'jaqsam mal-konflitt għadis għaddej. L-unika ħaġa dak li rigward suġġeriment tal-Rappresentant Lewis noqogħdu daqsxejn attenti għal dak li noħorġu bħala komunikat minn dal-Kumitat għal xejn ngħid hekk. Għaliex, despite the best of intentions, xi drabi iktar ma tajt, iktar jista' jiġi miżinterpretat kif rajna bil-ġista li kellna wara l-ewwel Kumitat. Jiġri fl-ħam l-aħħar il-pożizzjoni tal-gvern rajnija, rajna l-pożizzjoni tal-gvern kif komunikata mill-Ministru Ian Borg, rajna l-appoġġ tal-gvern Malti, ovvjament, għal-riżoluzzjoni li ġiet preżentata fil-Kunsill ta' Sigurtà, il-vot tal-gvern Malti għal-dak li rigwarda ir-riżoluzzjoni fil-United Nations General Assembly preżentata mill-gvern Ġordan. Tal-ġordan. Ovvjament dik il-pożizzjoni qiegħda tirrifletti dejjem. Noqogħdu naqgħod attenti għax noħorġu komunikat issa, ovvjament li jmur lilien mill-pożizzjoni illi ħall-gvern fil-vari fora internazzjonali kemm hekk huma, ovvjament l-Unjoni Ewropea kemm hekk huma, l-Unjoni Ewropea il-Nazzjonijiet Uniti kemm fl-Assembleja Ġenerali kemm ukoll fil- Kunsill ta' Sigurtà, naħseb illi noqogħdu attenti illi ma nirriskjawx li ngħidu xi ħaġa li b'xi mod u ieħor ħatturta pożizzjoni oħra. Jiġifieri xi drabi jekk m'hemm bżonn li nżidu mal-pożizzjonijiet li diġà jittieħdu, I think diġà konna ċari għallak li rigwarda il-kundanna ta' dak li ġara fis-7 ta' Ottubru. Konna rġa' ċari għallak li rigward għal-pożizzjoni tagħna dwar ir-rilax mingħajr kondizzjoni u bot immedjat tal-ostaġġi u naħseb konna ċari wkoll fil-pożizzjoni tagħna għal dak li rigwarda humanitarian pause għallak fil-ġlir li għaddej fil-sixxa ta' Gaza. U fil-dak li rigwarda għajnuna umanitarja li għandha tingħata ovvjament il-poplu Palestinjan. Kif ukoll dak li rigwarda dak li għaddej ovvjament fil-West Bank li semma l-Ministru u li jiena wkoll għadhekk semmejt ukoll mal-ambaxxatur Iżraeljan. Jiġifieri naħseb illi l-pożizzjonijiet li ħadna ma tantx hemmx inżidu ma dak li diġà ħadna. Fili, mux biex naqbilx miha kronizzata mitluż, imma semplicement biex noqogħdu attenti, ma naħseb il-pożizzjonijiet tagħna diġà minnhom ċari ma kull min intqajna. Jiġri li noħorġu komunikat ġdid semplicement biex ngħidu dak li diġà għadna ma min intqajna. Naħseb il-Ministru jaf meta tiġi biex tabbozza riżoluzzjoni. Kemm kull kelma tiġi kalkolata u dibattuta u kemm jekk tajt ceasefire, jew tajt humanitarian pause, jew humanitarian jiġri jew pause, jiġri jew pause, jiġri għal kull kelma dawn il-fora jagħmlu ġranet. Jiġri, so we have to be very, very careful. Għax il-konsekwenza ta' kull kelma l-nisa ngħidu b'dal-komunikat, jekk toħodha barra mill-kuntest ta' dak li diġà intqal fil-fora internazzjonali, naħseb li nirriskjaw li xi wota jieħor mingħajr ma rridu nurtaw partija oħra.
Niskużaw konorevoli Demarco, il-Ministru Ian Borg tajf li ma nafx hekk
tant. Qabel xejn iva, fl-UNIFIL għandna 10 soldati u konfermajt li jinsabu kollha tajbin u għadhom għaddejjin bil-missjoni tagħhom fil-Libanu. Nifhem il-pożizzjonijiet tal-Onorevoli Zammit Lewis u l-Onorevoli Demarco, jas kiena ta' mizzewx naħat. Nasal
nejtu koll li ġala darba din is-sessjoni hija pubblika, ovvjament kulħadd jaf x'inhi l-pożizzjoni tagħna llum ukoll aġġornata minn dik ta' 12 Ottubru. Ġifieri naħseb jekk mhuwiex daqstant problema, nżommu l-komunikazzjoni bejnietna u naraw x'niddeċilu fis-sigħat illi ġejjin.
Din safra, Ministru Borx, nisidek tatina u kol ekjosbuk brief aġġornament dwar il-diskussjoni
politika f'Malta. Jena ħassejt li jekk
nifraħ lek u kol.
Grazie, ringrazzja u nifraħ lill-ħaddiema kollha, mod partikolari segretarjat tal-Ministeru illi ħadmu 10 tim sħaħ sabiex din tkun possibbli. Laqa ta' 66 delegazzjoni f'livello li ġeneralmenti kull xhur ta' preparazzjoni u l-fatt li aċċettajna li nidħlu għaliha u nagħmluha fi żmien rekord ta' 10 tim kienet apprezzata minn dawk kollha li żaruna u dawk kollha li jsegu il-politika barranija. Grazzi ukoll lill-ħaddiema ta' servizz pubbliku, lill-Diplomatic Corps u l-ħaddiema l-oħrajn fiċ-ċV fil-Ministeru tal-Affarijiet Barranin. Irrid intenni dak li għandi kifet, jiġifieri li din it-tielet laqgħa li kienet kontinwazzjoni għal dak li beda f'Kopenhagen u f'Ġedda, Malta irnexxiela ta' sigura 66 pajjiż u organizzazzjoni internazzjonali biex tkun madwar il-mejda s-sibt illi għadda nżammu numru tal-qad bilaterali mbagħad matul il-ġurnata tal-ħadd u ġew diskussi il-punti illi huma qed jiffurmaw il-peace formula preżentata mill-President Ukrain Volodymyr Zelensky. Kien hemm workshops dan is-sens, is-sessjonijiet ma kinux miftuħin għall-medja, fil-fatt inħareġ imbagħad statement of the co-chairs Malta and Ukraine on the results of the meeting regarding key principles of peace for Ukraine. Jekk tippermetti li naqra l-statement u jekk hemm mistoqsijiet dwar dan. Niprova nujġibu kwa. Dan ħareġ fil-29 ta' Ottubru, ġifiri il-ħadd, u kien jgħidlek: Today in Malta, international consultations on key principles of peace for Ukraine took place. The consultations included in-person and online participation of national security advisors and foreign policy advisors from 66 countries and international organizations. Meta nitkellmu online ma kienx hemm iktar minn 5-6 li online fil-maġġor parti kienu fiżikament hawn fostna. The consultations are a continuation of the recent meetings of Ukraine and other partners in Copenhagen on the 24th of June 2023 and Jeddah on the 5th of August 2023. Irrid ngħid li Copenhagen kellek bejn 10-20 partecipant, ma nafx in-numru preċiż, u Jeddah kellek madwar 40 partecipant. U għalhekk kifet complete tibni biżjed partecipazzjoni. Ukraine continues to suffer from Russia's ongoing war of aggression. During this open and constructive meeting, participants discussed the key principles on which a comprehensive, just and lasting peace for Ukraine should be reached and built. Achieving such a peace for Ukraine would be a significant contribution to strengthening international peace and security. Peace must be based on the principles of the UN Charter, respect for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and the relevant resolutions of the UN General Assembly and international law. After the meeting in Jeddah in August 2023, Ukraine, along with ambassadors accredited to Ukraine and invited experts, had established working groups on aspects of peace. At the high-level meeting in Malta, the parties explored the following areas for achieving a comprehensive, just and lasting peace: nuclear and radiation safety, food security, energy security, release of all prisoners and deported persons,
and restoration of territorial integrity of Ukraine. The initiative to hold the inaugural Global Peace Summit on the level of heads of state and government was discussed, and the parties intend to take the necessary steps to prepare well before of this event. The participants expressed deep gratitude to the Republic of Malta for its hospitality and organization of the third round of consultations on the key principles of peace. National security advisers and foreign policy advisers will continue to work closely together to ensure the broadest possible international support for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace for Ukraine and the world. Fi bażikament dak li għadd, ovvjament allura l-ħidma tkompli bi preparament issa għal summit illi jkun qed jiġi organizzat u l-parteċipazzjoni ssir fil-livell ta' kapijiet ta' gvern jew stat. Naħseb li kienet okkażjoni tajba li Malta ħatfet l-opportunità illi tospita laqgħal frankament titkellem fuq il-paċi, ma titkellemx fuq iżjed armi, ma titkellemx fuq iżjed azzjonijiet militari, imma fuq kif wieħed jista' fuq dawn il-ħames temi minn għaxra jilħaq paċi ġusta u li tkun dejjema fl-Ukrajna imma fid-dinja kollha.
Grazie. L-onorevole Panetta.
Naturalment jena segwejtu ma nafx Ministru il-preoccupazzjoni tiegħek fuq il-pożizzjoni l-donnu qed jibda jkun hemm f'ċerti pajjiżi wkoll membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea fuq vis-à-vis l-għajnuna u s-support li s-issa tat l-Unjoni Ewropea dak kwantu għall-Ukrajna wara li bdiet il-gwerra wara l-invażjoni tar-Russja. Iktar s-sankwalis, wasalna, oċrin xaq, wasalna għal-sentenz. Fortunatament, fl-axħar ġimat, fl-axħar xu, bdejna naraw li kienem pajizi illi ma baqawx dak il-sosten, ma baqawx dak l-animu ta' sosten li kienem għall-Ukrajina u dana jippreokupax. Jek però probablement jippreokupax u kol diskus din il-konferenza li saret f'Malta. Fil-sens illi naħseb illi l-lum di għaw dan il-sentiment ta' fatik fuq din il-gwerra hemm il-periklu ukoll illi b'dak li qed jiseħħ fil-Middle East din il-gwerra ma teqpax fl-attenzjoni tal-komunità internazzjonali bil-konsegwenza illi r-Russja tieħu vantaġġ bi din is-sitwazzjoni. Nafu li issa deħlin għax-xitwa li huma jkunu xhur kruċjali għall-poplu Ukrain u sfortunatament jiena ngħid li ċ-ċirkostanzi li żviluppaw fil-Middle East naħħu ftit bil-focus illi kien hemm fuq din il-gwerra bil-konsegwenza illi possibilment allura din il-gwerra ma tiqpax għaddejja bl-impetus, l-impetus li kienet qed tiggwadanja fix-xhur li għaddu.
L-Onorevole Zabakli.
Jew ħaġa nirringrazzja l-Ministru għax jiena segwejtu wkoll kemm l-aspett organizzattiv, preparatorju u anke minn numru fiżiku wkoll ta' delegati li deret illi kienet suċċess u nemmen li saħħet il-reputazzjoni ta' pajjiżna bħala biex ngħidu hekk inħobbu nużawha bħala an honest broker għall-paċi. Jiġifieri kienet xi ħaġa li għenet il-pajjiżna ovvjament tat platform ukoll li nerġa' ngħid forsi qed inkun ultra ottimist din il-gwerra fl-Ewropa li x'dinija gwerra fl-Ewropa issib xi tip ta' soluzzjoni permanenti. Grazzi.
Grazzi. Mhuwiex sigriet li hija sfida għal kulħadd li bl-istess risorsi li wieħed ikollu għandu issa tal-inqas żewġ gwerer illi huma fil-viċinat tal-Ewropa li allura jixraqilhom attenzjoni, risorsi u dak kollu illi jirrikjedu. Naħseb li nkun skorret li ngħid li l-Unjoni Ewropea m'għadix magħuda dwar dan. Jiġifieri l-Unjoni Ewropea għadha magħuda u riżoluta illi
l'Ukraina għandha tirbaħ lura territorju sovran tagħha u jkun għajb jekk min jieħu li jiġi bidejh jiġi premjat. Nifhem madanogħlu dak li qed jgħid l-Onorevoli Fenekadami u lejja tkun qiegħda ovvjament anke fis-subkonxju ta' kull min ikun qed jaħdem dwar dan. Ma kienx hemm però xi diverġenzi fid-deċiżjonijiet Ewropej. Dejjem hemm l-isfidi sabiex naqblu fuq il-pakkett ta' sanzjonijiet u fuq il-pakkett ta' jmuna finanzjarja, però xejn li ma rajniex fil-pakketti preċedenti u allura jien ottimist illi dawn ikunu qed jinqablu wkoll. Jekk imbattejt li s-sentiment ġenerali meta għandek 66 delegazzjoni illi jirrepreżentaw lilin mis 27 membru tal-Unjoni Ewropea, hemmhekk għandek awsal la sħiħa ta' ħsibijiet mill-Amerika Latina sa pajjiżi fl-Afrika kif ukoll dawk fl-Asja u l-Paċifiku u anke l-Asja ċentrali. Jiġifieri hemmhekk għandek sentimenti differenti. Però l-fatt, u naħseb dini għal-ħabar, il-fatt illi xorta 66 pajjiż jipparteċipaw u anke jaqblu illi għandu jinħareġ statement minn Malta u mill-Ukraina b'dak il-mod, il-mod li jiena kif għadni kif rajt, juri biċċar il-commitment tagħhom li jkun hemm riżoluzzjoni ta' paċi għal dan il-konflitt għal din il-gwerra. Aħna kif qara anke l-Onorevoli Żammiet Lewis ħadna dik l-opportunità naħseb illi hija waħda minn dawk il-laqgħat illi ser tkompli tissemma, speċjalment fil-proċess illi eventwalment jekk Alla jrid iwassal għal paċi fl-Ukraina u għal da stant ikun nistgħu ngħidu li l-kol kemm aħna tajna l-kontribut żgħir tagħna.
Grazzi ħafna bekk naħseb illi eżawrejna wkoll din it-tieni item li kellna fuq l-aġenda jekk m'hux affarijiet oħrajn nistgħu nagħlqu din illa hawnhekk ningrazzjakom.
Grazie.